the Rif, the Rambam, Mechaber Paschim like that, say that the tumis means all the leaves of the lulav, which means every lulav, if you look at the leaves, they're all doubled. Every ole has two parts to it, and in the middle, they're attached naturally. If those are split, so then the lulav is pasul. Now, what does it mean, split? So they're really three shittas rishonim, how far down it needs to be split. And it's not clear if this is going even in this sheet of the Rif and the Mechaber, that tumis means all the leaves of the lulav, because we'll get to that in a moment. But before we get to how split it needs to be, according to the Rif and the Mechaber, how many of the leaves of the lulav need to be split? It says nechlekat tumis, which means all the leaves of the lulav are doubled. How many of these leaves need to be split in order to passel the lulav? So if you look in the Mechaber, if you look in the Rishonim, they say that it's roiv the alim of the lulav. So if let's say there are 30 leaves in the lulav, if 16 of them are split, the lulav is pasul. But according to the Shita, the middle leaf is not any different than any other leaf. All the leaves need to be doubled, and if they're not, the lulav is pasul. There's a very interesting Shita of the Bala Yitter in Hilchas Lulav. According to these Rishonim, the Bala Yitter says that even if one leaf is split, the lulav is pasul. V'nechleka hatumis hu adin havik moishinifetzol v'mashmashal kol ha'alim ka'omar shimnechleka echod min ha'alim b'mokam hatum pasul aval kibalti sheinu l'roish ha'lulav pirish rashi shne alim ha'mtsoyim v'ashedekul ha'nechleka. So the Bala Yitter holds that if you have any one, he brings a shita, any one of the leaves in the lulav that is split, the lulav is pasul. Not only the middle leaf. Any one of the leaves that's split is pasul. Why? Because nechlekat tumis means all the leaves of the lulav. And it doesn't say in the Mishnah how many of these leaves need to be split. Most Rishonim say it's roiv. And the Bala Yitter brings a shita, if one ola is split, is pasul. Which means when you go to look for your lulav, according to the shita in the Bala Yitter, you don't have to check only the middle leaf whether it's split. Every single leaf in the lulav, you have to check to make sure that it's not split. Now, a similar shita in a different psul is brought down to the Bis Yosef. There's a din of nifritzu olav. What does nifritzu olav mean? So it's machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says that the leaves will cut off the lulav completely, and then you tie them back together again. Tosfos says that the alim of the lulav are double, and they were split, but not cut off the lulav. Now, how many of these alim need to be split in order to passel the lulav? So the Rishonim all say roiv or kol. The Hashlama, brought down at the Bis Yosef, says if nifratz ola echod, even miktsas olav, the lulav is passel. It's similar to the Bala Yitter Shita, but the Bala Yitter is talking about Nechlekat Yoimes, and the Hashlam is talking about Nifritzu Olav. But Yiech Sheyeh, there's a Shita's Rishonim that holds that if you have one leaf that is split, the lulav is pasul. Now, what's the pshat in that? What's the bir hadover? Why would it be like that? You have one leaf that's split, is pasul. Bishlama, if a tumis means the middle leaf. So I understand, the middle leaf, that's a special inyan, it has to be doubled, and it's not doubled, so the lulav is pasul. One leaf is missing, it seems like a tremendous chiddush. I just think the bir hadover in this shita is as follows. We have a din by an hodas, or an arava, nashru miktsas olav, by an arava is kosher. By a hodas, some rishonim hold, the goyinim, that if one leaf is missing, it's pasul. But that's for another reason, because the definition of a hadas is ovus, that you have leaves from all three sides, as opposed to an arava, where you just need leaves. But if a leaf is missing, So then it's kosher. Why? It's a hadas, it's an arava, it's just missing a leaf, it's kosher. Now a lulav is different than a hadas and an arava. But here we have machlokes rishonim. The Ravid shita is that what is a lulav? A lulav is the shedra. The shedra is the thick green part that the leaves come out from. That's what the lulav is. Yavesh is going on the shedra. Niktam is going on the shedra. The lulav is the shedra. The Ran, the Ritva, they argue on this Ravid, and they say, no, the lulav includes the alim. Not only the shedra, but the leaves are also considered a lulav. I'll just read a line from the Ran. So the Ran says that a lulav, the alim, are part of the lulav. By a hadas, there's the stem, the eitz, and then there are the leaves that are coming out of the eitz. Is mimele, that's the bir adavar. By an arava, you need olim for it to be an arava. But if some of the olim fell off, so the arava is kosher. That's nashu miktas olim. As opposed to a lulav, the olim are not a din that a lulav requires olim. The olim is the lulav itself. So mimela, if you're missing a shtik lulav, it's puzzle. Even if one is nechlak, and the din is that the lulav requires tumes, which means that all the leaves should be, the leaves should be double, and one leaf is not double, that means I'm missing a leaf in the lulav. In the lulav, you can't be missing a leaf, because the lulav is the leaves. You're missing a shtik lulav, that you can't be missing. As opposed to an arava, echab an arava, sefelt ablat, if you're missing one leaf, so then the arava is kosher. That's just the beer of this shita, that if one is missing, one is split, it's possible. But that's a shita mechudeshes. It's not brought down in other Rishayim. It's not brought down in Paiskim and Shulchan Aruch. This shita is a shita mechudeshes, that if even if one is split, it's possible. But al kulpanim, the shita of the mechaber is that roiv ole ha lulav are split, it's possible. Rashi shita is that the tumis is the ole ha'imtsoi, the middle leaf, which we call tumis, and that needs to be completely, that needs to be closed. It needs to be tum, double. Now, as we mentioned before, there are three shitas we're showing him how far down is it called split. Rashi shita is ad hashedra, all the way until the bottom, including part of the shedra, that shita's Rashi. The Iran and the Ritva say that it's roif. Now these shitas, the Ramah paskins like Rashi, it means ada shedra. The Vilna Goyin brings the Iran and the Ritva that it's roif. The third shita is yesh machmirim, brought down in the Ran, which the Ramah also brings, that even if it's miktsas, a little bit, it's also called nechlak. And the reason the Ran of the Ritva say is because when you shackle the lulav, it's going to open. Not because Miktsas Be'etzim is open, but if you shackle the lulav, so then it's going to open. That is the shita of the Yesh Machmir in the Ran. Now, now let's try to understand what's the yesoid of the psul. What's the psul of Nechlakah HaTumis? So the Rabbeinu Yerucham says that Nechlakah HaTumis is kosher b'shar yomim, which means as follows. We have a machlokes rishonim legabe the other days of Sukkot besides the first days, which psulim are kosher. The shita of the Rambam and the Ramban and many of Chachmei Sfarad, which the Mechaber Paskins like, is that all psulei hodar are kosher b'shar yomim. Which means if you have an esrig with a large black dot on it on the top that is noticeable, it's pasul the first 2 days and it's kosher the rest of Sukkot. The Ramah Paskins like Rashi, like Tosis, Shitas Balia Tosis. Balia Tosis say psulei hodar are pasul. If it's not hodar, it's pasul. But if it's choser, then it's kosher. Why? Because it says lekicha tamo, lekachtem lochem is lekicha tamo. Just like there's no din lochem the other days, there's no din of tamo, and anything that's chaser is kosher. It's based on a Gemara. The Gemara says Rab Chanina matul bei benafak. Rab Chanina used to take a bite out of his esrig, and he was yoytze b'shar yom. Only chaser is kosher. So now the Rabbi Yerucham paskins like Tosfos that only chaser is kosher b'shar yomim, and he says that a lulav shenechleka atyoymes is kosher b'shar yomim. He also says another psul, which we'll talk about, is nizdak kehemnak. If it's split, then it's noticeable that it's open. But nechleka atyoymes, he says, is kosher b'shar yomim because that is the psul is chaser. I'll just read you with Lashon. It says, So that's the Shita Rabbeinu Yerucham. And it's brought down to the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham paskens in Siman Tov Reish Mem Hei. Zog the Magen Avraham. Kakos Rabbein Yerucham Kol Apsulim Psulim Kol Zayim Neshino Hoder Chutz Minizak Nech Lagat Remes De Psulim Mishum Lekich Atamik Sherim. So that's the din of today Cholamoyin Yelulav is split Zog the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah passing like that, it's kosher. Now the first question is, what's chaser? What is chaser? I understand that an esrog is chaser, a little piece is missing. A little bit split. What's it missing? What's chaser? So lechur medav zogin, it's chaser the tumis. There's a din that the lulav has to be double, and it's missing. It's chaser a tumis. Every lulav needs a tumis. If it doesn't have a tumis, so the lulav is missing. What's it missing? The tumis, because it's split. That's lechur kipshuta. Okay, now let's just move on a little bit. We'll come back to this. This Rabbi Kiveger is not in most tfusim. This tfus that I have here, it has this Rabbi Kiveger. Rabbi Kiveger says there's a raya from a Tosfos that the psul of nechleka tumis is hodor and not chaser. What's the raya from Tosfos? Tosfos asks as follows: what do you need a psul of niktam roishoy, which means the top of the lulav is cut off? There's a din of nitla hatumis. If the whole tumus is cut off, it's puzzled. I'm sorry. So Tosfos asks for care. If you have a psul of niktam roishoy, even the top of the lulav is puzzled. So what do you need a psul of mitla tumis? If the top of the lulav cut off, it's puzzled. So avad, if you cut down, it's also puzzled. What are these two psulim? There's a psul of niktam roishoy, and there's a psul of nitla tumis. What do you need two psulim for? If the top is cut off, it's puzzled. So avad, if you cut off from the bottom, it's puzzled. What's the shayla? That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos, and one of the terutzim says, Inami, itzich leil Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Shua ben Levi is an Amoira. He was Machadish Nitla Tumis is possible. So Tosfos says, you need Rabbi Shua ben Levi's Chiddush, even though the Mishnah says, Niktam Roisha is possible. Lashminon, Nitla de Solke dait in the Choshiv Hodor Tvei Miniktam. So one would have thought that if the top is cut off, so it's noticeable, it's almost there, and then it gets cut off, that's puzzle, that's not hodr. But if it's cut off from the bottom, so then you don't notice it as much, and then the lulav is kosher. Kamash malon, that they're both puzzle. Says Rabbi Kiveger, the Gemara says, nechleka atumis is kemisha nitla domi. The psul of nechleka atumis is kilo, it's not here. Says Rabbi Kiveger, it's mevur in Tosfos that the psul of niktam is hodor, and I would have thought that nitla hatyoymes is kosher because it's more hodor than niktam roishoy. So we see from Tosfos, but lemais it's puzzle why? Because even though it's more hodor than niktam, from desvegan it's not genug hodor and it's puzzle. And if nechleka hatyoymes is the same psul as nitla hatyoymes, must be the psul is hodor. That's Rabbi Kiveger's raya, not like Rabbi Yerucham. And lefi this, if you take a lulav today on Cholamoyed, and the tumus is nechlak, is going to be possible. So the first, just thing efshavas mekendo zog into miyashiv this stira machloikis is, it might be as follows. If you look in that Tosfos, Tosfos says, Nikdam Roshu L'choyra Mayri B'shnei Alim Ho'em Tzoyim Ayoytzim Rosh HaShedra. What's the Rosh HaLulav? The two leaves coming out of the Rosh HaShedra. The Bais Yosef explains that what does Tosfos mean, the two leaves that are coming outside of the Shedra? And Tosfos says that's also the Tumas. Tosfos says, Nitla Tumas Possum and Oysan Alan Emtsoyim. What does it mean, the Alim Emtsoyim? The two leaves coming out of the Shedra. L'char, there's one leaf coming out of the Shedra. So Elamai, you'll say Tosfos means both parts of that leaf. Says the Bais Yosef, that's not mashma like that. It's Sazeyanish Mistaber. The Bais Yosef says, Tosfos is talking about a case where the lulav has two tumsin. Two tumsin means, if you'll go and you look at a lulav, the lulav, where the shedra ends, instead of one leaf coming out, two come out. It's quite common. It seems like in the times of Tosfos it was more common. The Gaonim learn, according to one pshat in the Gaonim in Tosfos and Baba Kama, that is Nechlekat Tumas, is if you have two Tumsin and they're not together, that's Nechlekat Tumas, is one sheet in Tosfos. But Tosfos over here says that the Tumas is not one leaf coming out of the Lulav, but two leaves coming out of the Lulav. Now, Hashtadas is Lohachi, Ken Zayin, the beer is Azoy. Why is it called the Tumas? What's the Tumas? According to Rashi, where it means there's one leaf that's leaving the lulav, and then that leaf is split, it's called the Tumas because the leaf is double. There's a double part to the leaf, that's why it's called Tumas. So if that is split, I'm missing the Tumas because I only have one leaf and that leaf is split. Habichnishkin Tumas. Let's say there are two leaves coming out of the lulav. Why is it called a tumas? Because each one of them is doubled, l'chayra not. L'chayra, it's called a tumas because there are two leaves coming out. The two leaves coming out, that's the tumas. Tumas means that I have two leaves coming out of the lulav, and that's a tumas. Now, if that is true, that's so enough. Then, what?
Where'd you go in?
That's like the goyim. So now I'm not going with the goyim. What? No, nechlekat tumas means if one of those two or both of them are split, it's pasul. But it's not called tumas necessarily because I need that they should be together. It's called tumas because there are two leaves coming out of the lulav. If that's true, so then it very well could be that the psul has to be hadar. Because there's no need, there's no din, you need a tumas. You don't need a tumas. Tumas means that if you have two leaves that are coming out at the end of the lulav and they split, and it's called a tumas because they're two leaves, so then it's not hadar. So it could be that Tosfos v'Shita Sayu that hold that a tumas is the two leaves coming out, so those two leaves there's no din that I need those two leaves. Those two leaves can't be split because then it's not hadar. But if I hold that you only need one leaf coming out of the lulav and that has to be tumas, that shouldn't be split. So then, if that's split, I'm missing that tumas. But if I hold that two leaves come out of the lulav, so then maybe it's the psul should be hadar. But there's a maimer hamuzger. But there's a machlokes between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yerucham, the way Rabbi Kveige learns whether the psul is hadar or the psul is chas. So now let's understand as follows. What happens, Tak, if the lulav is two tumsin? So, and one is split. What's Tak of the din? So it's Mevur and Tosfos, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins this, that if one is split, it's pasul. Now we have another psul called Niktam. If you have two leaves coming out of the lulav, two tumsin, and one is cut, what's the din? It's also Mevor and Tosfos, but the Bikur Yankov says is paskin the Mishnah Berurah that it's kosher. And Lechura, you could ask, what's the difference? If I have two leaves coming out of the lulav and one is split, it's pasul. If one is cut off, it's kosher. Lechura Miman of Shach. If I say that when you have two tumsin, so then both are considered a tumis, so they both have to be split. And if I say one is considered the tumis, so then, and one is split, it's pasul, so it should be enough. If one was niktam, it should also be pasul. Why is it that if one is niktam, it's kosher? But if one is split, it's pasul. And the Bir HaDover is very pashut, it's very simple to explain this, is as follows. Avada de bol tumsin. Mimela, if one is split, so it's called nechlekat yumis, it's split, it's called nechlekat yumis. However, the psul of niktam is not niktam the tumis, it's niktam roishoy, the roish of the lulav. Now it happens to be that the roish has two tumsin. So mimela, if one is cut off, the roish is not cut off, only part of the roish is cut off. I can't say that it's called niktam roishoy, the roish is cut off, only half the roish is cut off. So legabi nechlekat tumis, the din is I have two tumsin. So if one is nechlek, it's pasul. Masha'en kein legabi niktam roishoy, the roish has to be cut off. A halba roish, the roish isn't cut off. But nechlekat tumis, the word is as long as it's a tumis, if it's nechlek, so then it's pasul. So both are considered a tumis. Mimel, if one is nechlak, that's a nechlakat tumis. The other one is not nechlak, who cares? The tumis is nechlak. One of the tumsin is nechlak, that's called nechlakat tumis. Niktam roish, it has to be the whole roish. If half the roish is niktam, so that's not called a niktam. So mimel, that's why the lulav will be kosher unless both were cut off. It's not really a tumis dikadin. It's a niktam, it's a roish alulav. The din is in the roish alulav. So if roish alulav is cut off half, it's not niktam roish, because you have part of the roish left. But nechlakat tumis is as long as it has a shem tumis, and it's nechlak, so it's pasul. So if both are considered a tumis, so if one is nechlak, so then it should be pasul.
Niktam roish is pasul chaser or hot?
Pasha's harder, or Tosis is harder. Tosis is harder. Okay, let's move on. You know, instead we'll leave Nizdak aside, not that much time. We'll talk about Yavesh a little bit. Another psul of lulav is Yavesh. Now, what's the shear of Yavesh? So there's a Tosis in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel. Tosis says, the high yavish the hoch ein leforish kmo yavish the perik ein ma'amidim disnan hachatzanim shel nochim yaveshim mutarim meforish begmor alachas neimus achoidish to amrin ala kamon gabi hodas yavish yav shu roiv ala v'nishtar shem shloisha badi ala lachin ksherim al mena yavshu toli b'shneimus achoidish. So this is as follows. By yayin nesach, if you have pits of grapes and they're dry, the mutter, it's not called yayin nesach. How much time needs to elapse in order for them to be considered yavish? 12 months. So what's the shear yavish over here by lulav? Tais says maybe it's 12 months. Lulav is 12 months old. It's yavish and it's pasul. So Tais says can't be that's the shear over here. Why? Because the Gemara says by hodos that if the alim of the hodos are dry, and nishtayru shloisha badi alim lachim, there are three lach, wet, non-dry alim on the top of the hodos is kosher. Taisus doesn't explain what the rai is. In Taisa Rosh it says that if the shear is tali on zman, so then it can't be that you have some that are dry and some are not dry. If the shear is a subjective shear, and you say, I look at it, is it dry, isn't it dry? So then you can say, some are dry and some are not dry. But if the shear is that after 12 months is considered dry, so then it's impossible to have shloisha badi alim lachim and the other ones are dry. Was it 12 months? It wasn't the 12 months. You can't have a metzias that some are lach and some are yavish. Must be that's not the shear. Zok Toy, so what is the shear? So Tosfos el yishlem yavshus dochem yavshus oizen bechor ashtei nifreches betzipayrin. It's until that you take the piece of the lulav, and if you take a sharp fingernail, it will break. Now the Rishonim ask on that, it's davar she'eino motzei. You can have a lulav for 10 years, that won't happen because it has some moisture in it, and you could bend the lulav. If you're going to bend it, it will break. It kemat doesn't happen. So the Ravid argues on Tosis, and the Ravid says the shear is mishakola hayarkus, when the green part of the lulav becomes different color. That's what the Ravid says. Now, but there's another thing the Ravid says. The Ravid zogt that it can't be that there's no time shear in what Yavish is. He gives all these simonim. He says, So when the lulav loses its coloring, it's possible. Says the Ravid, "Va'acha kol asimonim im hayinu moitzim zman kotzuv liyavshus tachlis aleicha kama yatoiv." We need a time. Shelo nitzarch lishkol adas urias ayin v'chasoyim. And how do you know if it's kol ayarkus, not kol ayarkus? If there's a time limit, it's good. Says the Ravid, "Vani roye ki adaver nachalumud mashom rabbeinu bechatzanim v'zagim shel goyim shnei lachem asuri yaveshim mutarim pirshim adat kamin lachem at shnei masach chodesh aval lachem shnei masach chodesh mutarim neishim yaveshim." So what Tosis proved that you can't say, the Ravid says, Tosis says it can't be the shear 12 months, because how can you have some lach and some yavesh? The Ravid says, what's the shear? Yavesh says it can't be, there's no zman, there has to be a zman. Otherwise we're going to get confused, we won't know how to determine if it's yavesh or not. Zok the Ravid, it's 12 months. But now it's a pella. How could it be 12 months? Tosis proved that if it's totally on zman, it can't be, because the Gemara talks about the Metzias with some Alim Alach and some Ayavesh if it's 12 months. So it's either 12 months or not 12 months. What's the pshat in the Raya? So if you look, so just before we answer this kash, I just want to point out an interesting zach. The psul of Yavesh, Tosis says, Diksib Behodar. It's Hodar. The Ravid, we saw before, says it's like Mesim Kola Loya Mesim Yaluka. Now in Svara, one would have thought that according to Tosfos, that the psul is Hodar. So if it's not green, it lost the Mara Hayarkus, so then it's not Hodar. But according to Ravid, the Ravid has to be Mase dead, so then it's alive. It's just missing some of its yarkus. The shear should be nifrach b'tzipoyrin. If it's mamish, it's breaking, so then it's like a yavish by a bechor, so then felt in the ganze zach from the lulav, and then it's a mace. That's what you would have thought. But lemais, it's mamish punkt faker. Tosis holds that the psul is hodar. And Tosis still says the shear is nifrach b'tzipoyrin. The Ravid holds the psul is mace, and he says the shear of yavshus is kolamare hayarkus. It's interesting to zach, but the bir adover zazoi. What does the Ravid mean when he says mace? So if you look in the Miri says, he brings down the Ravid and he says shalul of mace milahalil boy. Doesn't mean it's dead. Doesn't mean it's like a bechor. Doesn't mean it's dead. It means loy ha maceim yahaluka to mahal the ribbon shalom. You need a gevissa hadrus, a beauty, a lulav that you should be able to mahadr imashlam. It's meis legabe halel. The lashon of the Ravid is a shtikel mashal that the Meiri says. If the Ravid says, "Mishatichlo kolmar yaksham v'albinu pnein ozin kemesim v'alein omru birushalom yayavish pasul al shem shenem leyamesim yaluka." So he's bringing the Yerushalmi with that. It's not so mavur, but the Meiri says it klar. The Meiri
says that the Yerushalmi argues at the bottom.
What? That's correct.
So he's saying he's not using the Yerushalmi.
No, he is. He's passing it to Yerushalmi. He doesn't. In Asogas and the Rami,
he's
also passing.
He's using it as a Raya that it's called Yarkus, but the Psoas, he says there's still the Psoas
on top of it. No. It's called Lameis. And the Ravid in his Asogas and the Rambam, he says, Ain't a Kench, Absol Mishum Loyal Lameis and Yaluka. No, here he just says the Gemara gives a different Svara.
But he says you still, but you see from.
No, he's correct, but doesn't mean he's passing like the Gemara. He says, even according to the Gemara, this is what it should come out.
It should come out, that's his man of what the shear
correct,
is, but the
correct.
Psul is a psul of hodr.
Correct. It's a vada, you could say it's a psul of hodr. The kash is, how can you say that's the shear of mace? A vada, you could say the kolamar ayak is the psul of hodr. The shayla is, why would you say it's nifrach b'tzipoyren? But the kash is faker. If you hold its mace, how could the psul be kolamar ayarkus? It's tachnish mace. It's not really mace. It's here. I'm saying it's interesting to zach. when you see the Meir Yizok, again, you could say it. Sinishkin Kashya. You could say, yeah, that's called Meister. I believe that's Meister. So that's not other. Sinishkin Kashya. I'm just saying it's interesant to Zach that if you have a machloikus and Vifl is the Shia from Yavesh, you would have expected that Mace will be much more than Hadar. Hadar's just not Hadar already. No. Mace is a Madrega Sach Mevidem. I'm just saying the reason the Ravid holds that it's Mace and the Shia is Kolomar Yarkus is because the Ravid holds it's Mace Milahal, not Mace dead in Kolotarakula. Lagabi the Din from Lulav, it's Mace because you have to be Mahalo with the Lulav. That's why Ha Maceim Yahaluka. The Azal Lulav versus Meis Fun Zayin and Amahal. As they state in Meiri, but Al Kuponim Nachzulin Yanenu to the Kash and the Rabbi. What?
They forget that the only time it comes Ois Hada is only in the Madrig of Taisus.
Right. Okay. Taisus holds it becomes Ois Hada. You need Azashia.
It's
not a Kashia. I'm just saying it's a Ha'ara that it comes out that there's a Machleikas Mamach, which is the Shiurim are tremendously different to the point that Rishonim say it can't be that's the Shia Nifach B'Tzipurin, it never happens. Until then, it's Hodr. And the Ravid who says Mace, the Shia is much more before that. So I'm just pointing this in the Kuda out, that L'Chayra, because it means it's Mace Milal. But just one, just Nachzul in Yanena to be Mazbe the Ravid. We had a Kash on the Ravid. The Ravid says that the Shia Yavshus is Yud Beis Chodesh. Taisa says it can't be Zayin Azazach because the Mishnah talks about a hodos that some are lach and some are yavish. She was told in 12 months, ken zayin azazach. So I think if you look carefully in the Ravid, you'll see that bechlal, the ganze kasha fangs chnishon. There's bechlal no such kasha in the Ravid. So the Ravid talks about yavish and he talks about all the psulim alulav. He asks, what is called alulav? The leaves with the shedra, only the shedra. So we mentioned before the sheet of the Ran and the Ritvo say it's the leaves with the lulav, with the shedra. The Ravid holds only the shedra's lulav. And the Ravid says, Nistapikli mau roshi mo'alin el yoin el apish lechosim na shedra klum, oishem lo nikha roshi lo roshi shedra. And then he said, he brings down from the Yerushalmi, and the Ravid says, Midikam the mabit is called Alma ki I posel of yuchtam shedra. Vishaninu b'mishnasenu lulav ayovish posul v'hu chiyovish ha-shedre sheloi aval yovshu olav loy shamanu. Says the Ravid, when they talk about lulav, it's the shedre. That's what the Rishonim are coming to argue on. And when it says lulav ayovish, it means the shedre is yovish. Then says the Ravid, v'achshav shebirarnu ezeh yesh lanu levor al yavshu sa'alim sheloi huzkru b'mishnasenu v'gam loy b'gemara. He says, when it says lulav ayavish in the Mishnah, it means the shedra. What about the leaves? It says it's not mentioned that in the Mishnah, not in the Gemara. Ma'am, yiposil biyavshu sa'alim eloi. V'dova zeh, yesh lanu al minismach she'amru b'yirushalm ala she'er sholof ne'ra b'vina biyavshu hutzov. V'esh olem she'en udoi melukotum, says, miyu mistabri li, bilvat she'ti ha'tiyomis el yoin alacha. If the tiyomis el yoin at the top of the hodos, or the lulav, is lach, and the bottom is yavish, it's kosher. But if the whole thing is dry, it's posel. V'chein amru b'hodos, shim yavshu olav v'nishtai rubo shloish abadi alim lach and kosher. V'am rav chizdeu b'roish kol echad v'echad. Says the Ravid, the Mishnah says, lulav ayavish is posel, it means the shedra is dry. What about the leaves? Shteit nisht. He says, he thinks that it's kosher, providing that the top three leaves are still lach. If they're lach and the rest is yavish, that's hodar. Masha'en kain, if the whole thing is yavish, so then it's not considered hodar. The Ravid says before, she'enedoyim lekotum ki akotum einu hodar va'yavish hodar. And the Ravid says, mistabrili b'vat she'atiyom esel yoyna lacha. Which means if the tiyom esel yoyna is lacha, so then it's hodar. If the whole thing is yavish, then it's not hodar. That's what the Ravid says. Now, Mimela Sukum Techois Noch in Ravid, there are two separate psulim in Yavesh by Lulav. There's when the Shedra is Yavesh, and that's a psul of Mace, Loya Maceim Yaluka. Then there's a psul of Hodr if the leaves are Yavesh. And on that, if you have Shloisha Badi Alim Lachim, it's Taka Kosha. Is Mimela. What? And he's telling it to the Lulav, so does Toysis.
Yeah.
He's telling to the Shloisha Badi Lachim that if the top of the Lulav is lach and the bottom is yavish, it's kosher. But if the whole thing is yavish, it's pasul. All the leaves are yavish, it's pasul. So p'mizetoch v'na raivin, there are two psulim. There's a psul v'shteit in the Mishnah, lulav ayavish pasul. A lulav means the shedra, not the aleph. That psul is mace, la'am mace yaluka. So the nocha psul, which is a psul hoder in the alim. And according to the Raiva, the alim of the lulav are not the lulav itself, it's like the alim of the hodas. And he tells to the psul of the alim of the hodas to the lulav, and he says, if they're all dry, it's pasul. But if the top ones are lach, so then it's kosher. So mimela, the ganze kasha fangt sich nicht an b'chlau. The shear of Yudbeis Chodesh that the Raiva gives for Yavshu Salulav is talking about the Shedra. And that's Taka Yudbeis Chodesh. For that psul, for it to be a mace, it has to be Yudbeis Chodesh. The second psul, which is a psul hadar according to the Raivin, which is a psul in the Alim, that's Takatoli. And each one has to look at the Lulav and decide. It's not 12 months. Mimele, Tois doesn't have this. Tois is not Mechalik in the Shedra and the Alim. So Tois says that it can't be the Shir Yudbeis Chodesh because how can the Alim be Lach and other Alim Yavesh? Tois is the Shita Sayil, there is no Chalik between the Alim and the Shedra. They say it can't be that there's a Shir. The Raivid that says there is a Shir because only going in the Shedra. And there's Taka Yudbeis Chodesh, there's no Chalik. T'mashayin came the Alim, that's a separate din. That's a Psul Hadar, it's not a Psul Yav, it's not a Psul Mace. That's a psul hadar, and there'd be an afkamina. When the Rambam says that there are certain, all the psulim are kosher b'shar yomim, says the Raivid, yavish is pasul because leah mesim yahaluka, which means yavish will be pasul kol zayin, and a hadar is kosher kol zayin according to the Rambam. So according to the Raivid, if the shedre is yavish, so kol zayin will be pasul. If the alim are yavish, so be only b'yom rishon. Possibly, if the Raivid holds like that shita, which is mashma like that in the hasagas Raivid, it will be kosher. So that's taka toli on the alim. That's taka toli on the alim. Each ole kifi mashu, so I can have some lach and some yavish. Is mimela. This whole kashy of Toisvis that the shear can't be a base chodesh is not shver at all because the Raya talking about the shedrin and the alim, which the Raya of Tois from the alim in a chanami would be a shear, which is not a shear zman, a shear called dover kifi mashu.
The same thing you're saying by adasim also, right?
Correct.
Over there,
by adasim, there's no yavshus on the stem. The stem is nothing.
I thought he said no.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
if there is, if there's a psul yavish on the stem, would be the same thing by adasim. We'll just conclude with a short mili dagadita. The Nachlas David in his drashis brings a vort from the Vilna Goin that the mitzvah of sukkah is a tikkun for lashon hara. Person talks lashon hara. The mitzvah of sukkah is a tikkun for lashon hara. As they bring the Nachlas David in his drashis from the Vilna Goin, and the shaila is ma'inyan shmita etzel har Sinai. What's for shaychis lashon hara sukkah? Mamish have nothing to do with each other. Like karav zel zeh. The beer, I think, is very fushy. What's the yisoid of sukkah? It's mevor and ala mefor she'achumish. You can look in the Kli Yakar is marich on this very much. The yisoid of sukkah is tzei mediras kva v'shei mediras aroi. Person feels secure and thinks everything he has comes from his own efforts. On that, zok the Torah tzei mediras kva v'shei mediras aroi. Go out into the sukkah, you'll see whatever you have is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not yours, and it doesn't belong to you, and you shouldn't be involved in the Gashmiyist. And Mimela, a person learns that whatever he has, and he thinks he's all secure, and everything came from him, he goes into the sukkah, and he sits in the Dira Savoy. Nacha Yisoy the sukkah, state in the Mate Moshe, Talmud of the Marshal, that it's to instill bitochen in a mensch. In any matzav a person is in, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him with the Shechina, with Anani HaKavid, with Sukkos Mamish, even in the Midbar, wherever you are in any place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for Klal Yisrael. So Mimele, it has these two aspects. On one hand, it's to instill anivus in a person to leave his huge, big house and go to a small little hut, a kleina sukkale, and sit there and understand that Olam Hazeh is garnished. And on the other hand, to instill in him bitachin that wherever he is, in any position, in any matzav, HaKadosh Baruch was there to help him. What's the shayrish? What's the yisoid of Lashon Hara? Favos reta mensh Lashon Hara. Chavetz Chaim is mazbir and shmir saloshim. The first yisoid comes from gaiva. If a person is a bal gaiva, so part of that is to boost himself and to belittle other people. That's why the tikkun of a mitzayra is eitz erez oshni teilas ve'ezoiv, is because it yashpil atzmoy, says Rashi. A person who's magbia himself, you're talking Lashon Hara, yashpil atzmoy ke'ezoiv. Because the shoyresh from Lashon Hara, Zokta Chavetz Chaim, is gaiva. Gaiva, a person's a bal gaiva, so he has to talk bad on everyone else, he has to look at everyone else in a bad eye, and himself, he wants to boost. Person who's an onav, it's not only he doesn't talk Lashon Hara, he doesn't have the Yitzhara to talk Lashon Hara. He doesn't want to talk. He doesn't think he's anything b'chlal to talk bad about anyone else. The Chavetz Chaim didn't talk Lashon Hara, not only because it was Aser, because he perfected his midas to the point as b'chlal he didn't have the taiva to talk Lashon Hara. That's one yisoid. Another yisoid, the Chinuch says, the mitzvah loisikoyim v'loisitar. He says, a maimin and a b'teyach b'akodesh baruch hu is not a noikim v'noiter, because when somebody does something to you, if a person thinks that Yenim did it to me, so then he has to be a noikim v'noiter. But if he understands that everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam and Yenim is only the shliach, avadi shouldn't be doing it. But l'maisa just the shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no point for him to be noikim in him. What did he do? There's no the shtekin. He's the stick. Is mimeila, there's no inyan b'chlal for somebody to noikim v'noiter. So somebody who has the proper emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, he's b'teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him what he needs and punishes him when he needs, and everything is good, and if he's mevarach al ha'ro'ak shem shvarach al ha'tayva, why is he being noikim in this person? It came directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So too is with Lashon Hara. A person who speaks Lashon Hara against someone else, Yenim did this to me, and Yenim did that to me, and Yenim tazegezog, and tazegezog. That's all because he thinks that Yenim is hurting him. But if he understands that this is from the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's no reason to talk Lashon Hara. Mimele, a mensch kum tarein ezitzt in a sukkah. What's the yisoid of sukkah? Is to work on his midas anivis, his diras kva is gornish, and his diras haroi is alt. And the diras haroi means anivis, that he doesn't need his house, it didn't come from him, it came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it teaches him bitachin, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him wherever he is and whatever it is, even if he has a little hut, it's all the toivasoi. So that is the tikkun for Lashon Hara, is sitting in the sukkah. If you look in the Gemara, the end of sukkah, it says the shir shel yoim that we say, Tosfos says possibly in the Beis Hamikdash, for shmini atzeres is lamnatzeach al hashminis. Fine, it's on the eighth day. But if you look at the whole capital, you'll see that it talks about Asher Amanu, Nagbis, Foseinu, Lanu. The whole thing talks about Lashon Hara. The ganze capital talks about people talking bad about David HaMelech and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him from those who spoke Lashon Hara against him. What does this have to do with Shmini Atzeres? And the Yisoid is very poshet, that after we sit 7 days in the Sukkah and we work in our Midas HaAnivis and we work in our Midas HaBitachin, so Mimela, now all the Lashon Haras and everything that was spoken that we do speak, we should lose the Yetzar, we should lose the Taiva, should be a tikkun for it. Mimela, now we come to be mechazik the inyan of Lashon Hara after 7 days of Sukkahs, that a person sits in the Sukkah. So then comes the tikkun, then comes the fact that a person elevates himself to a madrega that he won't speak Lashon Hara. Mimela, that's bedafka we speak about. We should all be zoiche to take the proper messages of Sukkah. We should be zoiche leishe besukas oiroi shelivyoson agut moit. Thank you.